Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soleri Report. This is the annual 2022 wrap-up with Dr. Joseph P. Farrell. And Joseph, the year is over. Let's not do that again. We are now facing a mass atrocity.
Yes.
And we're facing a mass atrocity that was engineered by the Department of Defense and the Trump administration, and then the Biden administration. So we have a bipartisan genocide using the military. I knew right off of the bat that we were dealing with an injection fraud, and the injection was very dangerous, and we all told our members and subscribers not to do it. But I didn't think, Joseph, that they would do this big a killing right out of the box. Yeah. I thought it would be more of an experiment and it would be more subtle. Here's my question. What happens when a critical mass of people realize that this is an intentional killing of the population?
I suspect that a certain segment of the population, that there's enough critical mass right now that is fueling pushback. If you're looking for pushback, think of Governor DeSantis and what he just did in Florida. He set up a Florida State Health Commission to look into all of the claims for the injections.
Right.
And that means eventually that you're not only going to see civil suits, I think you're going to see criminal suits. And there needs to be, let me be very blunt, in my opinion, there needs to be criminal prosecution of these people.
Right.
And, you know, and I've gone on record many times, Catherine, I will not support Donald Trump in another run for the presidency unless and until he comes out and distances himself from his response on the vaccines. Because it was Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. It was Donald Trump that said that he, you know, we're going to get the military involved in the distribution of this stuff.
I think it's too late for Trump. He spent $10 billion of American money on a genocide.
Yes.
You can't come back from that.
No, you can't.
Right.
And I hope, you know, and I hope he doesn't. But the other thing that I think people have to realize, with the intention to kill people, people have to realize, wake up and realize that this is force. This is force majeure that the elite have used against us.
Right.
They have declared war on us. So at some point, if enough people wake up, I say go after these people, haul them into court, haul them into a Nuremberg process, and put these people on trial, because this is criminal.
Right.
There's no two ways about it.
Right. It's murder.
It's murder. So as far as I'm concerned, not only have they committed criminal intent under murder, they've also committed the crime of fraud.
Right.
So they need to lose their immunity from libel. And the same extends to the media that we're
pushing. Well, it extends, it's the media. It's the pharmaceutical companies.
Yes.
It's the FDA. It's the CDC. It's HHS. Yes. They've all committed genocide.
They've all committed genocide. And I hope this wakes people up that these institutions of government are simply not trustworthy.
Right.
That, you know, I'm in the George Carlin school. Why would you want to believe a government that murdered a president in Dallas? If that's not enough for you, now they're murdering you.
Right.
Come on.
Well, that's what Sasha says. She says they're not a vaccine, they're not a pharmaceutical, they're not they're not a medicine, which means they can only be one thing, and that's a weapon, a bioweapon.
I think you're seeing the great turning now against the swamp in DC and all of its institutions, bar none.
Right.
And that includes the military. People have to wake up and realize that that the government is out of control, the people running it are out of control, and they're playing the same old game.
Well, there is no government. There's a bunch of contractors and banks.
Bingo. Bingo. Right. Yeah.